Hey there, everybody. Welcome to another episode. The question of the day is COVID lockdowns and how to get your creative juices flowing. Welcome to the Creative Home Podcast. I just named that and came that up with that one today. So I'm going to be naming this now the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating your home, because I've been called creative recently for the past couple of days of all the creative things I've come up with. And you know what? It really fits. So that's what we're going to talk about today. In case you didn't know, I am a home stager and a decorator. And I currently live in Stuttgart, Germany. We moved here on military orders, but we're going back to North Carolina, Moore County. And COVID has changed a lot of few things. I did not plan on doing a whole lot of staging and working or anything like that while here in Germany. I figured we'd be doing a lot of traveling. And COVID messed that all up, right? Yeah. So COVID has basically given us some chances to become a bit creative, for self-education, giving us time to think, play with the kids, do things that you normally would not do together or maybe do too much of. I know how that can be. Right now it's snowing in Germany, and earlier today I was reading a book that I got from my mentor, Liz Fleming. It's called Traffic Secrets by Russell Brunson. And that one I got so many nuggets of wisdom out of there, which led me to come up with a name for this podcast called Creative Home Podcast, and to do it daily. So that's what you're going to hear from me, is daily get some nuggets of wisdom, hopefully for you, to do that. So how can I help you guys with your staging or decorating dilemmas? That's what I want to do. And so I'm going to talk about that. So what can we do to keep things, get creative and be creative during this COVID time? So that's what I had a chance to during the break. Think about what it is and how it is I wanted to help homeowners out in getting their houses ready to sell. And a lot of you are very creative yourself too, and have become more of a DIY type of person, a do-it-yourselfer. You watch lots of videos, you learn about podcasts, you just go out there and see what you can do, have been creating your own stuff, painting things, whether it's canvas, whether it's furniture, you know, a lot of things just to make it your home, because you're realizing, you're looking around going, oh my gosh, I got to sit in this house and I'm just tired of X, Y, and Z, whether it's maybe it's the room layout, maybe it's the colors in the room, whatever it is. And we're renting a house here in Germany, so we really can't change up a lot here. You know how it is when you're renting a place, whether you're renting an apartment or, you know, it's not your place. Maybe it's a college dorm and you can't really do much, right? But you want to make it your own. You want to have your comfort items, right? Whatever that may be. So that's where, when we're renting a house, we get to be a little bit creative here too. While yes, I put a few holes in the walls, I just can't help myself. I have to hang up things on the walls. Otherwise, they just look so bare and white. And I, and these walls are just all white, which to me, I cannot stand white walls. They just look so plain and stark and just naked, you know? So I like color as much as anybody else, but white walls are not my favorite. I'm a beige kind of a girl, and actually will do some gray too. So when renting a house, we found that you can get a little creative. There's this one room that we have that's our master bedroom. It's actually down in the basement, because this house is built in such a way it's a duplex. So it's four floors. I know, all those stairs. Oh my gosh. And master bedroom is down in the basement, which is normally can be rented out as a studio apartment, because it has a really large room, and its own bathroom. It also has hookups for a kitchenette stove type of thing and things like that. So you could technically, and its own door to go outside. So you could technically rent this out as a studio. But there are windows that are down here that are one of those well kind of windows, you know, where there's a window, but you look out straight on the concrete wall, and then there's a grate above it, like one level up. So there is some light that filters in here. And so my husband loves to live like in a bat cave. He likes it dark when we sleep. So I've tried to put curtains up, like one of those spring rod, tension rods type of thing with a curtain on it. But eventually that fell and scared us in the middle of the night one time. Oh my gosh. So I got a bit creative, and because I had it also as where my desk is down here in the basement, I ended up putting, I had a big, huge canvas piece of art that's like a 3 foot by by 4 foot, big, huge abstract piece of artwork. And I had this big, huge window, and I just put the painting in front of the window. And so not only do you not look out on the concrete wall, I now have something pretty to look at, and it keeps it darker in the room. So that's one of the creative things that I've been able to do while here on COVID lockdown in Germany. And for those of you who don't know, Germany has started a lockdown as of December 16th, where all the stores are pretty much shut down, except for the essentials. So the grocery stores are still open, the pharmacy, the banks, doctor's offices are open, and restaurants can only serve food to go. So you can just do pickup and that's it. You can't eat inside. The places that are closed are like furniture stores and toy stores and the mall and, those kind of big places like that. Even the home improvement store is closed. The only way you can get any kind of home improvement stuff done is if you actually have a plumber come over. Maybe you have an issue and you have to get some work done and you hire someone to come over. That plumber can go to the home improvement store and get their supplies, but only they can. So you have to be a certified business to do that. You can't just walk in as a homeowner to go in and go get piping, you know, that you need because, hey, you just, you know, wanted to work on some piping in your house or something like that, right? So yeah, so those are the stores that, just so you know, here that we can access to. And then we're also limited to meeting up with one family and not going out. And they just currently adjusted the new rules. We're supposed to wait until January 10th for schools to go back in session. But it looks like now that they're not. We're going to be through the end of January now. So school is virtual right now. We used to have them face-to-face 5 days a week, which was fantastic for my kids. They loved it. They don't like virtual school. So now they're stuck behind a computer, just like some of you guys are, I'm sure, and having to be getting their schooling done that way. So it's a little more interesting. Again, creative juices flowing. You got to be creative. And that's where I feel like I'm going, repeating third grade again with my third grader who's doing the virtual stuff online. And she's just not a computer person. She loves computer games, but doing school on computer, that just boggles her mind. Really, it does. So we had to get creative on where is their homework space? Where is their desk space? They need privacy. So open houses, open floor plans are not the greatest thing for those types of, you know, educational type of things. So we've been getting creative that way too. So we've had to put a little desk in her room. We have a Chromebook for her. The school has luckily also rented out their Chromebooks and sent them home with the kids. So each person has their own. So it works out great. You just got to find a space for them to do it if they don't have headphones. So you might be listening to a third grade science class on physics and gravity, and the next thing you know, you're hearing math and then maybe AP language classes, you know, going on in the background all at once. So yeah, so everyone has to be basically shut behind doors to do that. So creatively, how do you set up your home to do that? You know, my girls, two of mine have in their bedroom set up, and then the third one, because her bedroom isn't so big, she's down in a storage room with a desk and a laptop. So yeah, get creative on how you set that all up. So Basically, that's what we're doing here. And I would I'm trying to think of the word here and I can't think of it right now. Basically, I'd love to help you out with getting your house ready and be creative with getting your house ready to sell. I know the spring season is coming up. I know it's January, but some of you are already itching and going, okay, yeah, we need to get going. We need to get going. And some of you are procrastinators. That's fine. But if you do need something to get going and you need to think about what things you need to work on, take a look at my website, bluediamondstaginganddesign.com. And I have a free ebook out there for you, 10 things every homeowner should do before selling their home. And in there, I have pictures and explanations of what you should do to get your house ready to sell. And in there, I actually have a bonus of some, I think, wall colors in there too that you can use to help sell your house. So take a look, bluediamondstaginganddesign.com/10things ebook is the website name. Go take a look, sign up and get your freebie ebook so you can go take a look and get started on getting your house ready to sell, because there can be some work that needs to be done. I know my house, every time we move, which we've moved, 5 times in 10 years. That's a lot of moving and a lot of selling. So if you're interested, go take a look at that, and I will talk to you guys again later. Have a great day.